Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, Visionary Vitality, and Cowboy Wisdom Radio. Tonight we have international author and speaker Dr. Joanne White is the guest, and she also is a host of Power Your Life Radio and Power Your Life television shows. Joanne is a certified professional coach, business consultant, energy master teacher, holds a master degree and a doctoral degree. For over two decades, Joanne's been using success principles to enrich the lives and businesses of her clients, known globally as a success doc. Joanne gets to the heart of the matters most what matters most to the businesses and people. Since childhood, Dr. Joanne White has dreamed of dedicating her life to service. She's been living her dream for over 20 years, helping millions of men, women, families, and businesses reach their dreams and overcome professional and personal challenges. Dr. White is a counselor, speaker, certified life, leadership, and business coach specializing in innovation, transformation, and energy medicine. Joanne is a highly sought-after keynote and corporate speaker. Her seminars uplift, inspire, motivate, transform while moving people and businesses forward to live their great potential. Without any further ado, I want to bring Dr. Joanne White onto the show. Welcome, Joanne.
Thank you so much, Rob. It's a pleasure to be here.
And it's my honor and privilege to have you. But we talked about something right at the beginning of this, and there's something that, to go with the TV and radio show, Energy Master Teacher. How important is it for people to understand energy, both personally and in business?
Well, I think everything is about energy, and even when we're not conscious of what we're doing, we're actually sending out energy, and so we're directing energy, and we can do that much more consciously and being much more aware of it. And we also have an incredible energy field around us, and we're influenced by other people's energy. So energy is the basis of all different aspects of life, and even our each particular body part, our hearts or our brain, they also have the specific energy, a specific vibration to them. So that's very important. That's very essential to life. And it also helps us get clarity with our dreams when we know how to use energy.
Go ahead.
When we know how to use energy and know exactly what we're doing with it and being aware of the energy that we're sending out and making sure that it's in keeping with what we're desiring.
And if there's any call, the call-in number is 718-305-6548 for any questions for Joanne. But when you say an energy, isn't that a big thing to sales? Because in the first few seconds or half a minute, a sale is pretty much going to go forward or stop, wouldn't you say, with the energy in between the people?
On energy, oftentimes it's based on, people base it on physicality, how you're being perceived. And yet, yes, you're right, Rob, there's this sort of maybe unconscious energy that's moving back and forth between people that they may not even be aware of. And that's very important in sales. That's very important in relating to people in general.
Ain't that even important in personal and you know, in a marriage or any kind of personal relationship with another person?
I think it's important in all facets of life, yes, totally, in relationships. And, you know, since this is a new year, I was thinking that many people are creating resolutions, and oftentimes they create resolutions, and then maybe a month into it or maybe even a week into it, they really kind of lose interest or give up or find that their resolution was too difficult. So I really like to think about this new year, 2014, in a different way in terms of reinventing ourselves, which I think that we do a lot. I know I do. I know if I look back on my life, I've just been, I started out teaching children with special needs and disabilities and moved on to so many other aspects and have changed careers. And so reinvention to me is not just about a career. It's about really how we evolve ourselves. And I love that idea of evolving ourselves because it's not like, oh, my God, my life is horrible. I've got to change it. And, yes, that could happen, too, that we deciding that we're not satisfied with what we've created at this moment and we want to create something else. However, I like to look at it in a different way, and that is that we're constantly in a state of growth and transformation if we allow ourselves to do so. And reinvention is just another aspect of moving forward and evolving into the person that we desire or choose to be.
And, you know, that's ironic because you said that because I've expanded into understanding the world is unrefined wisdom waiting for me to expand into it.
Well, I think that's great because we're also expanding, right?
Yeah, evolving and expanding. But the world, every day, what I don't think is wisdom is new wisdom because, Joanne, wouldn't you say in any business it's the new wisdom and the new innovation that keeps the businesses at the top of the charts of wherever, or the top of wherever they're at, and it's the energy of the new wisdom that helps them move forward?
Well, I think you're right. I think right now many companies that are succeeding are companies that are looking at how can we make a difference in what we're doing? How can we do things differently? How can we be on the cutting edge? How can we be doing things not like we were doing business last year? What are we innovating? What are we creating? Because the world, like you said, Rob, is expanding and moving so quickly, we have to be able to keep pace with all the technology, all the changes, and also create a sense of being a visionary, and that's important to redesigning your life. That's important to getting ahead in your business, and I believe that's also important to success.
And to me, being a visionary is just the only way to live.
Well,
you know,
I totally agree.
All right, I'm on dark. Well, go ahead.
No, I said I totally agree with you. I think being a visionary is the only way to. Is the only way to live, and I'm smiling because I've always believed that. And I used to say to my friends, I'm changing again, I'm shifting again, because there's so much to incorporate and so much to embrace and so much to move forward from. So yeah, I love it.
You know, Joanne, this is something I can't, you know, people said their New Year's resolutions or whatever, a dream, an intention, or anything, but they try to do it with the same thing, that in the same mindset they are right now. And wouldn't you say that is where the lack of innovation and closing the gap between where they are and where they want to be is where people fail or slow down in their expansion?
Yeah, I think if we want to be able to move forward, we have to have new ways of seeing, new ways of thinking, new ways of behaving and acting. And Rob, sometimes people are reluctant to move out of the comfort zone, even if it's lousy, it's just easy. And yet, in order to innovate, in order to make change, in order to reinvent and redesign yourself or your life or your business or your career or the way you do relationships or whatever it is, you have to be able to move out of that comfort zone and be able to kind of take risks and do things differently and move forward differently. And it can be very exciting and exhilarating at the same time that there's some fear to it.
You know, I changed fear from false evidence appearing real to fear is my friend, expanding astute revelation.
Oh, fear, oftentimes that initial fear or doubt or whatever can be inevitable, but it's what you do with it. Because I always say that you can utilize that, the I always say that fear and excitement are like two sides of a coin. The same, oftentimes when we're fearful, our hearts quicken, we can get our voices get excited, we can feel sometimes flush to our face or whatever, and excitement can do the same thing. And oftentimes when I get up to do some public speaking, there's a little bit of fear, but it's also excitement. So I just think about it more as excitement, because you can utilize that energy. We were talking about energy earlier. You could use that energy of excitement, and if you choose to, you can call it fear, but you can use that energy of excitement to really motivate yourself and even motivate other people. It's a powerful energy, and it's very stimulating, and it's able to capture other people's attention. So go for it.
and you know, that's true. And you know, the thing about fear is we've been taught when you have fear never to go forward, instead of fear expanding the awesomeness within to realize you can do it. You know?
I love that. I think that's true. I think that imagine how you feel, and just think about you and anybody who's listening, a time when you were fearful about doing something, and then you did it. And firstly, you accomplished it, and it probably was easier than you thought. Maybe not. Maybe it was difficult. But at the end of that, you felt empowered. You felt exhilarated. You felt that you could really kind of conquer the next, whatever the next thing was. And so it builds, your successes build on one another, and you become more confident. So I think it's important to kind of look back and say, well, I mean, I remember the first time I actually stood up, Rob, and I did public speaking for the first time. I was shaking internally. I mean, you wouldn't know it out from how I behaved, but I was really nervous. And now I do it all the time. I do speaking, and I do a radio show and TV, like you said, as a host. And who would have thought? But it's about what if way back when, at that first time, I kind of decided, no, this is too difficult. I can't do it. It's too scary. This is my first time. Who knows? I might fail. And what if I didn't do it? So what if you don't take that chance? Anyone out there, firstly, you might regret it for the rest of your life, and you might think could have, would have, should have. And rather, if you take that chance, the likelihood of all the doubts that you have won't come about, and you'll feel that you've really been able to move forward. That's how we shift. That's how we grow, and that's how we evolve.
And that's true. I'm on Dr. Joanne's website is drjoannewhite.com, drjoannewhite.com. And I am on her Power Your Life TV and her upcoming shows. And it's really quite exciting. She's got Debbie Mancini, Build Self-Esteem, Quality Time with Your Children. And how does... Now, this comes to this question just off of this show. How have we allowed the busyness of this life take away our quality of life in a way, Joanne?
Well, I think we can if we are constantly in a state of rush, Rob, and we don't kind of step back and enjoy the special moments with people we care about, or like they say, take time to smell the roses. I remember somebody who used to live, a colleague of mine, a friend of mine, who used to live on a street, and her house was like about 30 yards from a stream. So imagine that. And so the first year that she and her family moved there, they loved it, whatever. But afterwards, it was something that she never paid attention to. And so how do you not pay attention to the beauty that's around you, or even to taking time to the changes that are going on around your family, or recognizing the changes within yourself? So I think it's really important to step back and not be at that feverish pace. Now, I'm guilty of that a lot, and I have to remind myself, okay, and I teach it, but I also have to remind myself, you know, you can't work day and night. You can, because I love what I do, but it's also about balance and balancing all the aspects of your life that you want to make sure are vibrant and moving and that you're including because they're important to you.
You know, you just said something. You know, teachers are like mechanics. You never borrow a mechanic's vehicle because it's always about half broke down because they never take time to fix. Teachers too busy teaching to understand to relax.
That's
because
true,
sometimes
but
teaching
so
is relaxation.
Right, but it's still important to remember. Like, we're having a snowstorm here. You and I were talking about that earlier. And it was very nice today just taking that pause from the rush and really, for me, just kind of focusing on other things like cooking. I had so much joy in cooking, and I usually, yes, we cook, but I usually don't have that time or don't give myself that time to really just enjoy making these beautiful meals, and I was able to do that today. And so it was a very relaxing day, and yet it brought me a lot of joy.
You know, snow, when it's falling just straight down, no wind, snow is relaxing watching it because it just mesmerizes you.
That's exactly what I was thinking. It's very, right, it's mesmerizing. And it's so still, and it's, go ahead.
And it's just so unique. Now go ahead.
No, I was going to say it's still and it's gentle, except when you have to be out in it. So it's. But we were told not to go out today, to really kind of stay put, and that's exactly what I did. And it's been a wonderful day. So
and
I
now,
think
now
when
just,
people are.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. No, finish.
I think when people are looking ahead to this year, and thinking, what can they do differently? Maybe it's about figuring out what is it that you would like to choose to do. What is there something in terms of your passion or your dreams that you want to put forth? And I also think it's important to take baby steps. You don't have to do it all. And yet, at the same time that I say take baby steps, I also think that it's important to dream big. Years ago, if I would have thought I was going to be a TV host or a radio host, and maybe you felt the same thing, Rob, in terms of being a radio host, I would have never considered it. And as we evolve and grow and gain more self-confidence and do more in the world, and I'm all about service and so are you, it becomes just our next act, and it becomes so natural to fit into it. It doesn't mean, again, that it doesn't have scary moments because it's all new. Every aspect of everything that we take on is all new. But it's a wonderful experience to expand, as we were talking about, and to be able to recognize that we have the ability, the wherewithal to be able to do so, and we have to muster a little bit of courage, maybe a lot, to move forth and to bring our dreams and our desires and our hopes into reality. And I believe that we're here to do that. I believe that part of the reason that we're here in this physical form and on this earth is to grow as emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, as much as we can, to love, to learn, and to expand ourselves, as well as expand our relationships with one another.
And you know, that's true. But to me, and I'm listening to Dr. Joanne here, if you were listening and paying attention, do you see hear the authenticity in her voice, and her words are coming from her heart? Do you feel how that would expand your business, and how gentle, but yet straightforward she would be in expanding your business? If you're listening, as I say, you got your listening eyes open, you're going to see a better way to live.
You know, I love that. Your listening eyes I love that. Your listening eyes open. That's a great way of, because, yeah, we listen with not just our hearing. We're listening with every aspect of ourselves, too. And we're seeing with every aspect of ourselves. So it's not just with our eyes. I love that. That was great, Rob.
It took me a long time. I mean, it took me, 57 years to understand this. You're going to listen your way to wealth. And every person in this world is my teacher when it comes to wealth, success, and being a better human being, a better person.
I think that's true. We're all teachers. We all are here to teach one another. And some of the teachings can come from the most unexpected people or the unexpected ways. My cat is an incredible teacher. And somebody would say, what? Your cat's just a cat. No, my cat's very wise. Cats can teach us the ability to be quiet, the ability to take in everything and look around, the ability to test out new things, the ability to be able to enjoy. A cat's purr is like nothing else. The ability to just be in the moment. So those are incredible teachings that I've received from my cat.
And dogs take owners for walks all the time.
Yeah, dogs love to go on adventure. I always think, gee, I need a dog to be able to say, hey, come on in the car with me. Because my cat doesn't really do that.
They're more independent.
That's right, and they really don't like to be in cars. But dogs love it.
Yeah, and if you go to drjoannewhite.com, you can see where you can sign up for her free newsletter. And just feel how that would open your eyes to seeing your enterprising wise take your life forward. The next radio show should be tomorrow night, tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Thursday.
It's on Power Your Life TV.
Power Your Life TV is, right, Power Your Life TV is Wednesday, and Power Your Life Radio is on Thursday. Now, the TV show, Rob, is a local cable TV show, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and a little bit of Maryland. And for those people who are not in that area, it also goes on my YouTube channel, Dr. Joanne White, and so they'll be able to see it. We've had some incredible guests. And again, the whole idea of the show, just like the radio show, just like what you do, is to be able to bring experience, information into people's lives to help empower them and to help them enrich themselves, and also to just get a pulse on new ideas and ways of being and giving back in the world. And I just love that purpose. I think it's so very important.
But this is what intrigues me most, Dr. Joanne. Coaching,
but
professional speaking, and energy medicine. Because when you can understand the energy, you can do anything inside you to move yourself forward. So how does your energy medicine and your coaching actually intertwine and open people up from open their heart, their mind, open their heart, their gut, then their eyes and their minds moving to expand their life?
Studied a lot of different forms of energy work with a lot of different masters and teachers, and I'm also an energy master teacher, so that I've learned how to move energy and shift energy and see energy, and I actually help people learn how to do the same, because it's such a powerful experience when you can do that. And so oftentimes when I'm coaching, even when it's on the phone or Skype, I can intuitively and energetically pick up what's going on. I'm also an intuitive, and I've taught classes in creating and understanding your intuitive and psychic ability. So when I work with people, I have that ability to kind of tap inside and also to help people be able to kind of ignite and learn how to use energy and be able to use it for their own benefit, their own good.
And, you know, that's the thing. People, I think, Dr. Joanne, do you think people fear their own wisdom, talent, and ability more than anything in the world until they discover it?
I think people are very much afraid of it. It's like some people are very much afraid of success. They may not admit it, but what may be keeping people from moving forward and really achieving the success that's possible and really waiting for them is the fear about, oh my goodness, what's going to happen? Are people going to look at me differently? Are people going to take from me? Am I not going to be able to live this life the same way I've been living? There's a lot of fear, like we were talking about earlier, in making that shift and moving forward and embracing. We are here to embrace all aspects and all facets of our incredible self, which is expansive. And, yeah, people are afraid of it. But imagine embracing it and how powerful and wonderful and loving and lovable we can be, and that we really are. That's our natural state, and I believe that, and I know it.
And you know, Dr. Joanne, you just said something. If we really knew how powerful all of our consciousness, our superconscious, our conscious, subconscious, if we knew how powerful, and all the heart and all of our energy, if we knew how powerful it was, what really was, we would be quite. We'd be shocked at how powerful we are, wouldn't we?
We totally would, and we would be able to transform the world. I like that idea too.
You know, here's something that word transform just come to me. How are we more afraid of peace than we are of war? Because we don't ever have an image for peace.
Well, I think we can have an image for peace. I think it gets back to that fear again. I think it's fear and greed and also not recognizing and appreciating differences and diversity and embracing that, because the world is made up of so many different people, just like there are so many different breeds of dogs and cats, and yet we need to be able to recognize that doesn't matter, that we still have the ability to communicate and to love, and that there are some basic needs and basic desires and basic instincts and aspects to our greatness that everybody has.
I'm on DrJoanneWhite.com, and I'm on her book section, Mastering the Art of Success. It was written by you, Mr. Brown, Mr. Hansen, and Mr. Canfield.
And some other authors and people as well,
yeah. How is success and wealth and all your dreams are actually an image of your desires and a true opening of your own abilities to live them?
I'm not sure of the question. How is success? How is that an indication
of everything,
success?
How is, like, success, wealth, and your desires, your dreams, actually an art form within you to be expressed to the world?
Well, I think it is an art form. I think that everybody is unique. Everybody has different desires and dreams and abilities and ways to express themselves. And success is not just some kind of boilerplate. I mean, success is something that I believe is very individualized. We do have standards for success, but in the end, success, the way we measure success, I think is very personal. And it's also about being comfortable with ourselves and being authentic and living our truth. And so success is about getting, in my mind, success is about getting closest to our truest core self, our truest desires and abilities, and being able to move forward with our strengths, our talents, our abilities, and be able to make an imprint in the world and do so with love and intentionality and integrity.
And that's very true. But there's one other book here I want you to, before we close the show, The Emotional Wellness. It says emotional wellness here for women. But how is emotional wellness a key for people's health? For men, women, everybody.
Well, I think firstly, a lot of people don't recognize that they can be in control of their emotions. The emotions don't have to take over so that you're out of control. You're screaming at your kids. You're railing on the highway at somebody that cut you off, or you're taking out a gun and shooting somebody. So it's about recognizing that you are in charge of your emotions, and also being able to learn how to express your emotions to the fullest extent, to be able to express love and passion and compassion and be able to feel and be able to allow your emotions, the positive emotions, because we were talking about energy, Rob, and emotions like gratitude and joy and love have such a beautiful high vibration, and they can help transform ourselves and also help influence other people. So I think emotions, how we deal with them, how we learn how to cope with challenges that we face, or challenges that unexpectedly come up, that's all about being able to manage our emotions and do so effectively and really recognize what they are. Sometimes some people don't even know when they're angry or when they're down or whatever. So it's about having a handle on that and being able to express that, and recognizing that our emotions, just like our thoughts, are aspects of us, but not to allow them to control us, but rather to take charge of them and ourselves.
And, you know, I'm on DrJoanneWhite.com. I want to point something out. This is something I've learned. Dr. Joanne's picture is right there, but I want you to do two things. The clarity of her eyes and the clearness and the animated awesomeness of her picture, and how clear her eyes are, but how enlightened her pictures are when she took them. And if you look around people, you'll notice dark people, and you'll notice people's pictures. You look at their eyes, they're going to tell you whether they're straightforward or they're clouded, but Dr. Joanne's eyes are clear and looking right at you. And that's something you always want to pick up on when you're looking at people. And if you've been listening for the last half hour, you've had wisdom, innovation, and energy to expand your life, to strive in the way you choose. And you can also sign up for Dr. Joanne's email newsletter right there. So expand your life by allowing Dr. Joanne to be part of it. And I'm going to close out the show, but Dr. Joanne, before we go, I want you to give the people some wisdom, and I'll close out the show.
Well, first I want to thank you, Rob, because you're a great host and you're very kind. And wisdom for today, I think, is to just embrace the exquisite beauty of yourself. And somebody will say, well, I'm not beautiful, but yes, recognize that there are aspects of yourself, maybe even untapped aspects of yourself, that are beautiful, that are wonderful, and begin to explore them without fear, with courage, so that you can learn and grow and love yourself even more intimately and be that loving light for yourself and for other people in the world.
And with that eloquent grace to embrace your life, I'm going to close out the show. Thank you, Dr. Joanne, and thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Rob.
You're very welcome, and thank all the listeners and everybody and Dr. Joanne. And with love and light, we're going to say goodnight, and we will talk to you all later, and everybody have a good evening.